If you don't identify as a woman, I want you to imagine that you do. I want you to imagine walking down a crowded street, trying to make your way through the throng to get to school or lunch or work. And then a look from someone walking toward you. Their eyes slide queasily over your body before locking with yours.
Hello, gorgeous.
How do you feel? Here's how some women felt their first time.
I felt objectified and bad, but I mean, it was just really weird and like a negative feeling. It was negative because it wasn't like they were really saying anything. They were just like making random noises at me like I was a cat, like a fucking animal. And that's, I don't understand how that's supposed to be a compliment or how it's supposed to feel good in any way in that form.
Do you remember that the first time that somebody ever catcalled you?
Yeah, the first time I was catcalled, I was walking to school, and I was walking by, I guess there were construction workers, and they just did, like, the standard A and the kissy noises, and yeah. But I just walked by, and I ignored it.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Maryam Alaskari, and I'm from the United Arab Emirates, also half Lebanese.
So, I don't know if you will remember this, but do you remember the first time that you were ever catcalled?
Ooh, that's a tough question, because I basically grew up and was born into a catcall environment, sadly. So, I don't remember the first time, but I do know, and I do remember that when I was awfully young, like 8 years old, looking like a little chubby chubster, like super, super young looking. I would walk out of my house just to, like, you know, go play basketball on the street or skateboard around or scooter around. And I remember being catcalled by men who were of a certain age, probably over 35, I would say. Like, yeah. And a lot of them would drive by in their car, slow down, roll their windows down and start talking. And oftentimes they would go around the block multiple times. Yeah.
Do you remember how that made you feel as an 8-year-old?
Made me really angry.
It was a long time ago. It was when I was in high school.
This is Kim from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I was 15, you know, when you start to be like a big girl and you start to have a different body and different shape and all that stuff. But it was horrible. The first time it was horrible.
Do you remember what they said the first time?
No, not actually, but I remember it, I stare like, oh my God, what happened, you know? And you're afraid of that people, you know? You're afraid of that guys because you don't know what are they going to do to you and all this stuff. But it was shocking. I was very little.
Catcalling happens almost everywhere, but one of the places where it's especially bad is Buenos Aires.
Maple Rust. I'm living here in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I'm from Florida in the USA.
And have you ever been catcalled before in your life?
No. Just kidding. Yes. Yes, I have.
And can you tell me a little bit about the context in which it happens generally?
I think generally when it happens, it's just like a man or a group of men maybe pointing, laughing, like gesturing in a way that seems sexual.
For me personally, it's not even so much offensive anymore because it's so common, especially in the city.
Jasmine's from Long Island, but we spoke in Buenos Aires when she was living there.
Walking down the street, getting looks and little comments, it's just like, I don't know, it doesn't faze me. I definitely don't take it as a compliment, and I definitely don't take it as that offensive, but each person's different because you can get sounds, you can get words, you can get people that actually follow you or try and touch you. So it really is situational.
Which is if there's a kind that bothers you the most, which one is it?
The approach. Like, if someone literally comes up to me and says something that is, like, trying to start a conversation and, like, walk along with me. Like, usually if I can just keep on walking and, like, not acknowledge them, then it's fine. But if they actually make it hard for me to ignore them, then it bothers me.
Do you feel like threatened when that happens?
Yeah.
Hola, Linda.
I actually prefer when somebody cackle me But now, you know, because I'm bisexual.
Andres is one of the rare people who often finds himself on both ends of a catcall.
So it happens a lot with guys, but women are so shy to catcalling me.
But guys have catcalled you before?
Yeah, before a lot of times.
What do they say usually when they catcall you?
Well, if you are in a gay neighborhood or that kind of places that it's common that for gay people, you can find sweet words like "you're cute," "how are you," "you wanna come with me," or you can find bay words for us. So you can find sweet words or not so sweet words. So
can you give me an example of what someone might say to you that would be not so sweet?
Not so sweet word.
You can say it in Spanish.
It's like, it's the last time that I was here in Buenos Aires, I heard a guy telling me, "Te voy a partir el orto."
Can you translate that?
It's like, "I'm gonna break your ass. I would like to break your ass."
Can I get your number?
Often men who catcall think it's no big deal. It's a compliment, they'll say. It's human nature. It's a joke.
I mean, I think the women like it because I know how to do it, so they don't not like it.
And how are their reactions in general?
Sometimes I get a smile.
Really?
Yeah, could be a smile because my piropos aren't offensive.
I don't know. I think it's the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if you think that you're in the street and you're walking by and someone telling you hermosa, so I'm whispering you, well, you actually are cute. So it's kind of free to do that kind of things.
You and your buddies get a laugh out of it. That's about it. If I'm just trying to say something funny and there's a beautiful girl walking down the street and I look at my buddies here and I go, "Ah, mi amor." Like, they think it's the funniest shit ever, and so.
But mostly when people talk about catcalling, they tend to contradict themselves.
I don't like to hear them, but if I don't receive it, I will get mad. We're women. I mean, we like it, but we don't like it. But it's, of course, it's totally contradictory.
Well, it's what we said before. It's really contradictory because it's nice and it's not nice at the same time. It's just something really weird.
When it's honestly that somebody wants to begin a conversation, I don't blame them for wanting to begin it, basing their, what's it called, their incentive on my looks, because I guess I've done that. I don't like that's the way that somebody, like, that's the first thing that they point out, and because you're beautiful, I'm gonna talk to you. Like, it shouldn't be the reason that, I mean, there's no way of hiding it. We all look at people's looks and judge them very quickly. We have a huge, like, very fast beauty radar or attractiveness radar. But what I just really don't like about it here is that it's put so obvious and it's okay. I don't know. There's a sense of more honesty. In a sense, it's a bit more honest. It's actually not honest. Like, saying hermosa or linda is oftentimes, like, it's not honestly thought. I think it's just trying to grasp any possible opportunity to I don't know what.
I feel like, I don't know, it probably makes them uncomfortable. But if I was walking down the street and a girl catcalled me, it kind of feel nice. Like, oh, like, I must look good tonight or something like that. Like, I drew some attention.
You just said you think that it probably makes a woman uncomfortable. Why do you think that?
Because no one wants to be walking down the street and be called out. No one wants to ever be just called out, right, by someone random.
No, I think the cackling, the Argentinian cackling, are very, very, very tough. I think it's a very public problem. It's the women are terrifying about crossing the street when they're about a bunch of men, and you see the scare in their eyes. And I don't know if it's my point of view, it's my point of view, but I don't know if it's a common thing that everybody thinks about. But
you think it's a problem?
I think it could be a problem.
Bonjour, ma jolie.
It seems almost incredible that catcalling provokes such contradictory feelings. It's pure sexism, and mostly, people seem to know that.
Do you have a sense of why you would get so angry?
I mean, yeah, the answer is probably expected, I think, because the objectification of women, obviously, that never happens to men.
Do you feel like in our society in general, our society here, that women are objectified?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's no question about it. From like advertisements that are like those Carl's Jr. burgers that are literally just like a model just eating a burger in a sexual way. That's it. And that works. That sells. And I don't know. It's not a good thing in our society, but it's just so prevalent that it's like taken as the normal. And it shouldn't be. It's dumb. I don't know.
Do you think that catcalling like plays a role in that objectification?
Yes, but yes, it is an example of like how the media portrays women. It may seem like okay for just random dudes on the street to express their attraction in that way. But I think catcalling may be like a symptom rather than a cause.
Definitely. Oh my God. You walk down the street here in Argentina and a girl walks by, and as soon as she walks by, immediately every single guy on the sidewalk does a double take and just stares at her.
Girl, come over Hello, here and gorgeous. Let me see that ass. And yet we struggle to reject the daily permutations of sexism, like catcalling. It feels wrong and icky, but it's nice to be appreciated. Who doesn't want to feel beautiful?
I think that, you know, we are taught that it's a compliment, like that the highest praise we can get is male attention, whether it's positive or negative.
This is Holly Curl, founder of StopStreetHarassment.org. She also wrote a book about street harassment in 2010.
But especially if it's positive. And so, yeah, at some level, I think that it's common, especially for young women and teenagers, to feel complimented on some level. But we've also been taught, you know, stranger danger and, like, be careful. So I think there's a mixture of concern. And in my research, I found that for women who were harassed, like, on occasion, like, verbally harassed on occasion, and that's pretty much all they'd experienced, they were more likely to say they saw it as a compliment. But for women who were harassed, like, on a daily basis, and or if they'd been followed or grabbed or, like, masturbated at in a public space, they were less likely to be tolerant of any form of harassment because, you know, they were more scared or more annoyed or angry. Or, you know, if you're being harassed every single day, it starts to wear on you. Whether you think it's a compliment or not, it can just become really annoying. And you're like, I'm just trying to get, you know, to my bus stop. Like, why can't I be left alone? So I think that the frequency and the type really plays a lot into it. And there were also some other factors kind of on a case-by-case basis, because those were kind of overall. On a case-by-case basis, women were much less likely to think it was a compliment if it was several men and they were by them and the woman was by herself, or if it happened at night or after dark, or if the guy was like a lot bigger than her, or you know, if the guy was like 20 years older than her or something, then she's less likely to see it as a compliment. Whereas, you know, if it's like one guy and she's with her friends and it's, you know, a couple of guys and they say something pretty, just like, hey, baby, and there's no sexually explicit comments, they don't follow her, they don't touch her, it's daylight, she feels safe, then, you know, she may see it as a compliment.
Let's say you see it as a compliment. Harmless, right? Might even make you smile. But the question bears asking, why does it feel so important to be beautiful?
Women live in a world where they're taught that their primary form of currency is their appearance.
This is Renee Engeln, a psychology professor who studies women's preoccupation with physical appearance, especially our own.
And you can't escape it. You walk down the street and people comment on your appearance. Advertisers tell you how to be more beautiful. Television programs, even news programs, ridicule women who fail to meet traditional beauty standards. Your appearance is so chronically observed by other people that over time you internalize that perspective. So you become an observer of yourself. Instead of moving around, looking out at the world, you spend all of that time imagining how you look to the world. Is my hair okay? Is my forehead shiny? Am I standing up straight? Am I sucking in my stomach? Am I smiling the right kind of smile? Do these jeans make me look fat? Do I have muffin top? Do I have skinny arm? Do I look okay? Right? You've internalized this notion that your body is always, always on display for other people, always up for evaluation, so you better keep an eye on it too. Now, psychologists have long told us that we have finite cognitive resources. You cannot chronically monitor your body's appearance and be engaged with the world, because between you and the world is a mirror, and it's a mirror that travels with you everywhere. You can't seem to put it down.
If you don't identify as a woman, I want you to imagine that you do. How do you feel?